So we wanted to get into December mode slowly but surely, and as we are tapering off towards the end of the year, we thought let's bring you some stories that are going to put a smile on your face, some can-do stories, some success stories, and one of those is the story of Zero BS, a skincare regimen, a skincare product range, I should probably say, founded by Yael Shapiro and her childhood friend Warren Valensky, which has really gone from the back of a kitchen table to an absolute business success story. And talking to me about that today is Yael Shapiro. Yael, great to have you with me on Chai FM.
Thank you so much. Lovely to be here.
So let's talk about Zero BS. I'm going to get to the name in just one moment because I think that's a very brave name. But let's talk about what is it that inspired you to create Zero BS, and why Dafka, like in the skincare area, it's such a difficult place to play.
It's actually a lovely story. So Warren and I, as you said, are childhood friends. My father and his mother were actually best friends from the age of 16, and they bought houses next to each other. So we grew up in each other's homes. And I've got a legal background. I was in shopping center development for years. Warren's got a theater and film background. Anyway, he adopted a child from birth, and she developed a seasonal psoriasis. Every year she'd have a terrible psoriasis. And what happened, my sister came from America to stay with him with her child. They were similar ages. And she's been using tallow on her skin for years and has got the most magnificent skin. So tallow is rendered cow fat. It sounds terrible, but it's got the most incredible therapeutic properties. And anyway, and then when my sister left, she left her tub of stinky tallow behind. I mean, that particular tub was stinky. And Warren applied it to his daughter's psoriasis, and within hours, the psoriasis cleared up. He then went into his kitchen and cooked up a batch. She's absolutely brilliant in the kitchen, brilliant at cooking. Phoned me up and told me he's got cream to give me. And I thought he actually meant cream to eat. Anyway, I went over, stood in his kitchen, put it on my hand, and I said, let's start a business. Of course, everybody thought you were completely crazy. We were definitely pioneers in those days. And then we started the business. It was very difficult for the first couple of years. It took us a long time to get into Wellness Warehouse. The Faithful to Nature took a couple of years, but we've had the most incredible results. They basically are therapeutics and cosmetics.
I'm sitting listening to you and I'm smiling, and on one hand I'm thinking you're like utterly nuts, on the other hand I'm thinking like this is chutzpah beyond belief, and I'm not sure what it is. How do you account for why did you say to him, let's do this? What gave you an inkling that this was going to work?
Well, look, I'm very much of an opportunist, to be honest. I mean, I shouldn't really admit that on the radio. I mean, I love finding business opportunities. But the real thing was that it felt absolutely incredible on my skin. I mean, I've tried all sorts of skin products over the years, and this one, I could just feel the how hydrating it was. And as I say, I mean, it's been unbelievable, the story. We've just helped so many people. We've helped, the Christian Barnard Advanced Wound Care Clinic are using our healing balm for all sorts of wounds and burns. If you go onto our Instagram page, I mean, the life stories are just absolutely amazing. I mean, Warren and I are often in tears when we hear the stories that how we've helped people. So
So give me a
it's been absolutely amazing.
give me a story or two. Move me.
God, I can move you a lot. So basically, I mean, for example, Michelle Boyskin, I mean, she's been on our Instagram page. She's a physiotherapist. She was treating a woman who suffered from severe radiation burn. She had a tumor in her leg. And anyway, so Michelle was helping from a physiotherapy point of view. And I'd given Michelle a face cream just for herself, actually. And I'm not sure why she did it, but she applied it to this woman, to Chantal's leg, and literally within days the burn disappeared. So the journey has been very much about anecdotal feedback, and then actually what happened is Chantal's son suffered from acne. So we only had one product in those days, and she doesn't know why, but she said to her son, "Why don't you try this on your acne?" And within 3 weeks, his acne disappeared. So It's very much made up of stories like that that we've had along the way. People have had all sorts of horrific skin conditions like rickettsia, things that we didn't even know about. I mean, one of the stories is Warren and I went to the Christian Barnard Advanced Wound Care Clinic. I'd spoken to Penny Moultrie, who's the sister. It's actually her business. And the two of us were called into a consultation. There was a woman who had a scleroderma, which is where the skin splits. And she was in terrible pain. She was in her 80s. And Penny said, I'm going to apply this cream. And, you know, we kind of looked at each other and thought, oh, my God, hopefully it's going to be okay. And it was amazing. She had absolutely no reaction. And within weeks, her condition was helped hugely. But anyway, what's so wonderful about the business is very much of a family business. Besides our close connection, three of our staff are actually Warren's nannies, grandchildren and great-grandchildren that are working for us. So it's very much about that. And then also the other wonderful part is that the tallow that we are left with, so we render the fat off the mince, off the cow, obviously off the meat. And then what's left is a mince that we give to Gogo's Kitchen in Guguletu. Gogo was an amazing person. She actually died, unfortunately, but her children are carrying on with her legacy. And she feeds hundreds of people a week. She wasn't able to do this. She was only able to give them vegetables. She couldn't afford, you know, any kind of protein or meat or anything. So we're able to give back also on that level. So it's what's wonderful is at this age and stage, when you're in your 50s, you know, we have everything we need, and it's just wonderful to be able to give back on so many levels.
That's so a beautiful story. I must make you feel very good going to bed at night. Just let's talk about the name, because I think that's a hell of a bold name that you chose. What kind of message were you sending to consumers with Zero BS?
Well, I mean, clearly the BS stands for bullshit, but if you can't tolerate that, then it can be bad stuff as well. I had to use that recently. But basically what it is, it's a kickback at petroleum gel, parabens, all the terrible stuff that goes into cosmetics. So that was the, and really it's very much of our company DNA. I mean, that's how we live the brand. So all of our videos that we make, our messages that we make, the way we treat our customers, everything is a zero BS type of attitude, including price increases or pricing or whatever it is. So, you know, obviously we obviously do make money, but we could charge a lot more. If you look at the skincare industry, our prices are very reasonable. And so, as I said, it's just part of the ethos of the business.
Yeah, what are the challenges? I mean, it's one thing to have the idea. It's another thing to kind of scale it up and actually get it into shops. Talk to me about the challenges you faced scaling from an idea to a product on the shelf.
It was obviously very difficult. I mean, both of us are single parents, so we had to still work and do other things while we were developing it. But we spent the first 3 years doing R&D, and we actually did all our own branding and packaging and everything else. And then, I mean, obviously the biggest scaling up has been moving from Warren's house. I mean, poor Warren was in total distress by the end of it, because we literally worked on every available space. I mean, I had to almost stand when I went there because there was no space to sit. I mean, the kitchen everywhere. I mean, the bedrooms were just full of product and cooking and manufacturing and everything else. So now we've actually moved to our factory. So we're able to actually also scale up much more easily, just in terms of capacity and comfort. And, you know, we obviously, the staff are finding it much easier to work here. But it's difficult, and I must say one has to change one's mindset. I mean, for a long time we struggled, and you get into that struggle kind of victim mindset where it's so difficult. But I often thought, I've got a friend who said to me that so many businesses stop 100 meters from the finishing line, and that's something that Warren and I often spoke about. You know, it was just, we got to a point where it was just, we couldn't anymore, and then we just kind of pushed through. And then things change. So, I mean, we say that we like an 8-year journey of an overnight success. I mean, that's really, you know, that's what it's been. It's taken a long time. So all I can say in terms of inspiring people, just think about that 100-meter mark. And if you've put so much effort in, if you've got the passion for the brand, passion for what you do, people just need to push through and just continue. And I mean, that's really what's driven us. And as I say, giving back has been a fantastic gift for both of us.
Yael Shapiro of Zero BS, co-founder and director. We're going to leave it there this afternoon. Well done to you, and I hope your story has inspired others to follow and do the same.